Last week, the NCAA ruled that Michigan basketball player Mitch McGarry failed a drug test for marijuana, and they suspended him for the entire upcoming season. McGarry has decided to leave college for the NBA. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon, and I believe McGarry obviously made a big mistake, but the NCAA made a bigger one. When Mitch McGarry played high school basketball in New Hampshire, he was one of the nation's top recruits. Michigan fans were rightly thrilled when he decided to play for the Wolverines. In his first NCAA tournament last spring, McGarry played so well that many folks believed he might jump right away to the NBA. Instead, he returned for his sophomore season, then injured his back so badly he needed surgery in December. The Wolverines weren't doing much better themselves at 6-4, with Big Ten conference play still ahead. It looked like Michigan might miss the entire NCAA tournament. The Wolverines proved them wrong by winning the Big Ten regular season title, with McGarry cheering them on from the bench. McGarry also beat the odds himself, recovering so quickly he dressed for Michigan's final NCAA tournament game, joining his teammates for warm-ups. Michigan's dreams fell short when they lost to Kentucky in the regional final. After the game, the NCAA conducted its routine random drug tests on a few players, including Mitch McGarry. This makes sense. No one wants to see a team using steroids win the title. The NCAA has a special role, too, in looking out for the health of its student-athletes. The damage steroids can do is no secret. The drug test McGarry failed, however, was not for steroids. The NCAA can never seem to catch those guys. It was for marijuana, which is now legal in two states. Still, the NCAA's rule is well known, and it's McGarry's job to follow it. He has no one to blame but himself, and to his credit, that's exactly what he's done. But when the NCAA gave McGarry a season-long suspension, he decided to jump to the NBA. I thought I was beyond being shocked by the NCAA, but I was wrong. The basic idea I get, and I support. McGarry failed the test, and that has got consequences. But the punishment is ludicrous, and the NCAA more so. Keep in mind, the NCAA does not test for alcohol, even though it's illegal for everyone under 21. In fact, in Ann Arbor, the penalty for underage drinking is $350, and the penalty for pot is $25. The NBA no longer tests for marijuana because so many players would fail it. I used to coach high school hockey, and I was pretty strict. When one of our players got caught smoking pot, we suspended him for a quarter of the season, but we allowed him to practice so we wouldn't lose him. We wanted him to learn responsibility, not leave. As one of my mentors told me, when in doubt, err on the side of the kid. It worked. He learned his lesson, played an important role on the team, and has since graduated from college. We're still in touch, and I'm proud of him. What did the NCAA teach McGarry? If you turn down the NBA, return for your sophomore year, take school seriously, suffer a season-ending injury, but cheer on your teammates anyway, and you make one dumb mistake, you're done. Nothing else matters. Prohibition showed us when rules are ridiculous, the people who enforce them start looking ridiculous too. And it's a pretty good sign your punishment is absurd when the recipient would be a fool to accept it. I wonder if any of the NCAA's employees have ever smoked pot. Does the NCAA test them to find out? If an employee failed the test, would he be suspended for a year without pay? And if so, would he accept that punishment or leave the NCAA to work for, oh, I don't know, the NBA? McGarry has no doubt learned some lessons, but not the ones the NCAA is supposed to teach him about accountability, second chances, and redemption. Instead, the NCAA has shown him some authority figures can't tell the difference between a civil infraction and a felony, and given him an unforgettable lesson in rank hypocrisy. And once you've learned that, I cannot blame you for going to the NBA. There's nothing more to learn here that you need to learn.